My name is, as you have been told, is Father John Karioki from Kenya in Africa. I work in the cathedral of our diocese of Ngong as the administrator. I have been a priest for 16 years. I come from a family of 9 children, 5 girls and 4 boys. I am the 7th born. I will be going back to Kenya in 2 weeks' time. The parable of the hidden treasure. This man who found the treasure and covered it up again and sold all his property to buy the field is not making sense at all. If I were him, I would just take the treasure. But he never took the treasure because he had discovered more than what I know, that this field is a source of treasure and possessing it would mean possessing a continuous supply of treasure. King Solomon in the first reading was asked by God to make a wish. He would have asked for a strong army to defeat his enemies. Riches, big castles, palaces and fortresses, and perhaps many wives and concubines. But he asked for only one thing, wisdom. He knew that wisdom is the source of all these things and many others that comes from the Lord. There are so many good things in the world, but there is only one that is of immense value. The source of all that is good, and this is what we ought to possess. It is possessed by keeping a personal relationship with the Lord, the source of most precious thing, and the most precious thing is that kingdom of God, is the kingdom of God, whereby God becomes the King, the Lord, and the center of your life. Allow me now to introduce the theme of this year's missionary cooperation program between my diocese and this church. I want to share with you what sadly happens to our young girls in the diocese. Our diocese occupies a big part of northeastern Kenya, bordering Tanzania, and is predominantly inhabited by the nomadic community called the Maasai. Somebody made an observation that in this community, in the female gender, we have only children and mothers. We do not have girls. This is because of the fact that as soon as they get to their puberty years, they are forced to undergo what is known as FGM. And if you would allow me, the initials stand for female genital mutilation, what we call circumcision in men. After this, they are considered ready to be taken as wives and co-wives by older men. The FGM sometimes causes death due to excessive bleeding, infection with HIV/AIDS through crude tools used, school dropouts due to early marriages, unplanned pregnancies, and death caused by complications during childbirth. The church in our diocese has intervened through what we call ART, meaning alternative rite of passage. You have just heard me call FGM an evil cultural practice. However, not all that is evil. During this period, a lot of good moral and cultural ideals are taught to the girls. It becomes evil only when it involves cutting to get rid of the evil. The church admits big groups of girls for a period of about 2 weeks, whereby those cultural values are taught by men and women of integrity in the community. And instead of the girls undergoing FGM, the climax of this rite of passage is the celebration of Holy Mass, preferably led by the bishop, to confirm their cultural maturity and the issuance of certificates as a proof that they have undergone the good cultural rite of passage. While the sacrament of confirmation means that one has attained spiritual maturity, the certificate of the rite of passage means that one has attained cultural maturity, and that's why it is recommended that it is given by the bishop. In each deanery of our diocese, we have set some centers for the alternative rite of passage, making a total of 8 centers. About 300 girls are rescued each year through this program that has been in existence for over 8 years now. Some of the girls rescued even way before the program was launched have been on the forefront fighting the vice in the community by creating awareness of the dangers posed by the practice, together with the discrimination of the girl child. The only challenge that we have is funding the program. Most of the girls' parents are either poor to make a considerable contribution or are not willing to contribute at all because they accuse the church of interfering with their traditions. I have come all the way to proclaim from this pulpit that we can cooperate on this missionary assignment, which is a command of the Lord Himself. Let us cooperate in this rescuing and bringing back the dignity and worth of these girls. We can do this by contributing generously to this noble cause. There is this joke told of a missionary who worked in the mission land in Africa. And one time he went for his annual holiday back home. And he decided to make an appeal from the Christians in his village, in his native, rather from wherever he comes. He decided to make an appeal so as to raise some funds to go and build a church in the mission land. And this is what he told the Christians. My dear brothers and sisters, today I have both good and bad news, and I will start with the good news. And the good news is that I have all the money that I want, that I need to carry with me to go and build that church. But the bad news is that all this money is still in your pockets. Well, I want to share the same news, but I am sure and I believe that you will turn the news, the bad news, to be good news to me, because you will get in those purses and pockets and bags and come out with a good dollar so as to contribute and support these girls. Let us together rescue them and give them time to go to school and prepare and plan for their future. Together we can do this. And through me, you can be missionaries to Africa, to Kenya, and my diocese. And it will go to these girls who need it mostly.
Let us renew our profession of faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages.